I'd like to welcome everybody back. If you're next door and you can hear me, this is your cue to come on back and take your seat because you don't want to miss this presentation. I'm excited to introduce two people who really do not need an introduction, but I will do it anyway. Christina Lesher has a law practice in Houston, Texas. She provides advice to her clients on estate planning, elder law, Medicaid, special needs trust planning, VA benefits, and other issues confronting families, seniors, and medically fragile children and people with disabilities. She's a member of the National Academy of Elder Law Attorneys, and she was a board member for the Alzheimer's Association Houston Southwest Chapter. I think something that's significant to know about Christina and maybe why she's so good at this is that before becoming an attorney, she was a caregiver to her grandfather, and she's dedicated her legal career to assisting older adults and people with disabilities. When she's not practicing law, she likes to hang out with her boys and her dog, and she does yoga, and she travels a lot. And so she's an interesting person, both in this area of practice and also outside of this area of practice. And also presenting with Christina is Clyde Farrell. Clyde is a partner at Farrell & Johnson here in Austin. He's a certified elder law attorney by the National Elder Law Foundation and a founding member and past president of the Texas chapter of the National Academy of Elder Law Attorneys. He is involved in almost anything that touches elder law and special needs planning in Texas and beyond. He's a frequent speaker and author of many books and tons of papers and resources that we all use as desk references. And so we're very fortunate to have him as part of our community here in Texas. So please help me welcome Christina and Clyde.
Good morning. Clyde, how about you and I make a deal? You don't retire ever. And I won't retire. Okay, deal? Awesome. The other thing Clyde is known for is inspiring his paralegals to go to law school. I was one of those paralegals in the 90s, and I think you've had at least one or two more since then. And this is important because the need for our practice area is growing, so we need to grow with that need. So our job is to not only communicate the availability of benefits to our clients, show them how to get on the benefits, but also to see who else is going to join us in our fight for our clients who need these assistance for our vulnerable populations. I was very dissatisfied with the clip art, so all the clip art I'm going to take credit for. So there will be some surprises here throughout my clip art of you will be able to enjoy today. You know, this year has been kind of a sad year politically, so I wanted to give everybody a little something fun to look at today while we're going through these slides. So who are our clients? Who are the people that we serve? And when I say serve, I'm going to touch on some of the things that Molly said earlier today, if you heard her speak. We can do some amazing things for families. We can do some amazing things to relieve their stress and their anxiety. Clyde, when I first worked for you, you told me we can do wills and trusts for people, we can do Medicaid planning, but what we really sell is peace of mind. That is our trade. So who are these people that need this peace of mind? Obviously, it's children with a spouse that has Alzheimer's or dementia, people who need estate planning clients, people who are not funded for their own money for long-term care. I try to educate people as much as I can. Medicare is not going to pay for everything. And by the way, you know how expensive everything is for long-term care? If you haven't been in a nursing home or assisted living facility recently, see what the base cost is and then see what all the add-ons that your loved one is going to need. And maybe we won't do public benefit planning right now, but we will put it as part of our overall long-term care plan. Maybe we plan to avoid Medicaid and we look at which buckets of money we're going to pull from first, second, and third. A child with a client with children with a disability, I see.